Okay, we're now going to learn Daf Mem Dalid Amud Beis, the last full Amud of the sixth Perek of Maseches Brachos, Perek Ketzad Mivarchin. So we are up to Tanan, about 8 lines into the page. Tanan, Kol Shetotin Bracha Liachrov, Totin Bracha Lefanov. Anything that requires a Bracha Achrona most certainly requires a Bracha Rishona. But V'yesh Shetotin Bracha Lefanov, Ein Totin Bracha Liachrov. There are certain things that need a Bracha Rishona, but not a Bracha Achrona. I understand what Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, if you hold like Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, I understand what we're excluding. We're saying vegetables need a bracha rishona, but not a bracha achrona. And the Rabbi Yitzchak Lafuke Maya. And according to Rabbi Yitzchak's opinion we quoted just yesterday, that comes to exclude water. Water does not require a bracha achrona. El Rav Papa Lafuke Maya. But according to Rav Papa, that even water needs a bracha achrona. What on earth gets a bracha rishona, but not a bracha achrona? Lafuke mitzvos. Mitzvos get a bracha rishona, not a bracha achrona. Ulubnei ma'arav debasad misalki tefayim mevarchei asher gesham tzos v'zanu lishmor chukav lafuke mai. And what about the bnei eretz yisrael who make a bracha after they take off their tefillin? So you see, they make a bracha achrona on mitzvos as well. So then, what is it coming to exclude? Lafuke rechani. It's coming to exclude smells. That you make a bracha rishona on a smell, but you don't make a bracha achrona on a smell. So Vejik has a vart about how the bracha on taking off the tefillin is actually a bracha on the mitzvah of shmiras hatfilin, which only begins once you take it off, where you have to guard it and make sure that it's not mutal b'bizayon. Okay, Amar Rabbi Ami Amar Rav, kol shu kebeitza, beitza tova mimenu. Any food the size of an egg, you're better off eating an egg. Kiyasa Ravina Amar, tava be'asa migulgolta, Mishisa kaisi sulta. A hard-boiled egg is better than 6 kaisi of solus, of fine flour. Kiasra avdimi amar tava beas mugugalas mishisa matvisa me'arba. That a one bea mugugalas is better than 6. Than 6 of these things of flour. A hard-boiled, Megulgalus is not hard-boiled, it must be an egg that's roasted, that's soft-boiled. Matvisa, hard-boiled egg, me'arba, is better than 4. Mevushalta, fully cooked egg, kol shu kebeitza, beitza tove emenu levar mibisara. Anything the size of an egg, the egg itself is better than that, except for meat. Rabbi Akiva Omer, afilu achal shalak. Even if a person ate cooked vegetables, he says a bracha achrona. Umika midi davashalak, meaning he says a full benching if that's his meal. Ask the Gemara, umika midi davashalak mizone, is there such a thing that a person's meal is cooked vegetables? Amravashi bikelach shol kruv shadu. Yeah, if you're talking about the stalks of cabbage, it could be a whole meal. Tan rabbanan, tchol yafel ishnaim v'kashal b'nei me'ayim. Spleen is good for the teeth, bad for the stomach. Kreshin, leeks, kashan l'shnaim, bad for the teeth, v'yafel b'nei me'ayim, but good for the stomach. Kol yarek chai morik, v'kol katan maktin. Any raw vegetable will cause a person's complexion to change. Any small vegetable that didn't grow to its fullest growth will make a person smaller. V'kol nefesh meshavas ha-nefesh. And any raw item will give back a certain lifeblood to a person. V'kol karov l'nefesh meshavas ha-nefesh. Someone eats from a part of the animal that's near where its life comes out will also give a person a certain life. Kruv l'mazon, vitridin l'refua. Kruv, cabbage, is good for filling you up. Tardin, which is beets, I think, is good for refua. Ein lo lebayis shalefes overes betocho. Oy lo lebayis shalefes overes betocho. Woe unto a house, meaning the stomach, that turnips have to go through such a stomach. Okay, main point number 2 of here, when the Mishnah refers to something that you make a bracha rishona but not a bracha achrona on, it may be referring to vegetables, or water, or mitzvos, or smells. Right? Those are the 4 possibilities. And then main point number 3, eggs are super healthy. Amr Mar, tchol, spleen, is yafel l'shneim. It's good for the teeth, for kashal b'nei mayim, bad for the stomach. Maitakante, how do you fix that? Nil'ase v'nishtiye. You chew it up and spit it out. Krishin, kashal l'shneim, yafel b'nei mayim. It's good for the stomach, bad for the teeth. So maitakante, how do you fix it? How do you make it good for everything? L'shalkinu v'nivle'inu. So cook it really well to the point that it becomes so soft that you could just swallow it, and therefore your teeth won't have to try to chew on it. Kol yerek chai morik. Any raw vegetable is morik. Amr Rav Yitzchak b'suda rishona shal achar kaza. That's talking about on the first meal after bloodletting. Amr Rav Yitzchak kol ochel yerek kodem arba shalos asr l'sapar emenu. Anyone who eats vegetables before 4 hours of the day, it's asr to get a haircut from him. My taima mishum, or to speak with him. Sapar maybe just means to have him speak to you. My time is from Recha, because of the smell. Vamra Yitzchak, asal adam sheyochal yerek chai kodem arba shalos. It's also for a person to eat raw vegetables before 4 hours of the day. Amemim Razutra v'Ravashi aviyasvi. Amemim Razutra and Ravashi were all sitting. Aisa kamay yerek chai kodem arba shalos. They brought them raw vegetables before 4 hours into the day. Amemim Ravashi achal, Marzutra lochal. Amemim Razutra ate, Amemim and Ravashi ate, Marzutra would not eat. Amru lei maidai tech, why won't you eat? Amru Yitzchak alo Were you worried about the bad smell that you can't talk to someone who eats these vegetables early in the morning? Well, we're eating it and you're talking to us. Amlu anaki idach Rav Yitzchak Svirli. He says, no, I hold like the other statement of Rav Yitzchak. Dam Rav Yitzchak asal adam sheochel yarek chai kodem arba shalos. That a person is not allowed to eat raw vegetables before 4 hours of the day. Kol katan maktin. Any ungrown vegetable is going to be maktin. Am Rav Chista afilu gadya barzuza. Even if it's a gedi that costs a zuz, meaning it's not a fully grown gedi. Even if it costs a zuz, which Rashi says means it's very expensive, that it's fat and delicious, but if it's not fully grown to its full growth, it's not good for you. But that's only if it didn't get to at least one quarter of its growth. But if it grew to one quarter of its growth, then you don't have to worry about it. Kol nesha nefesh meshiv nefesh, we said before. So Amar Papa, I feel gildani to begili. Even little fish, very tiny fish, that you find in these swamps and don't grow any larger, is included. Kolakarov nefesh meshiv as nefesh. Amar Vacha bar Yaakov unka. Unka means the neck, the area on the neck, which is near the base of Shechita. That's a good part of the animal to eat from. Amle Rav Lishame, ki maises li umtsu de bisra, tarach laisi mehecha de mikra v'le bei baruch. He says, you know, when you bring me a piece of meat, try to find a piece of meat that comes from near the part of the animal where you say a bracha on. Kruv l'mazon v'tardin l'rfuah, we said before. Kruv l'mazon in l'rfuah lo. So is cabbage good for mazon but not good for rfuah? V'tayin shishat v'am rapinas acholah. There are six things that give a person rfuah. Mechaliyah from his illness, rfuah and rfuah. And it's a valid rfuah v'eluhin. And they are kruv v'tardin u'meisisin d'vash v'keva v'haras v'yoseres ha'kaved. So you see kruv is on the list of things that actually do provide rfuah. Ele'ema kruv af l'mazon. What you have to say is that kruv not only provides rfuah, it also provides mazonos. Oilo lebayis shalefes overes betocha. And then we said in the brisa that woe unto the stomach that lefes, that turnips go through the stomach. Eini vamele rava l'shamik ki chaz lifta b'shuka lo temeli b'may karach rifta. When you see a turnip in the market, don't even bother asking what we're going to eat with our meal that night, with our bread that night. It's pashut that we're going to eat that. So apparently it's a really good thing. Amar abay mibli basar. That's only if you have it without meat. Rava amar mibli yayin, or without wine. Itmar, Rav mibli basar, Shmuel mibli eitzim. Rav says without meat, Shmuel says without wood. Rav Yochanan mibli yayin, Rav Yochanan says without wine. Amlet Rav, Rav Papa, sudni anan tavrinan lei bibsar v'chamra. Your beer brewer, we will break it with meat and with wine. Meaning the Rav Papa happened to have been a brewer. That's what he did for a living. So that's why he called him a sudni. Atun de lo nefesh l'chamra b'mayta risula. But you who don't have wine, you just have beer, what are you going to break it with? What are you going to break its negative effects on your stomach with? How are you going to dull those effects? Amalei b'tzivi, he said with wood. So kiyad de bitu de Rav Papa basa de mvashala tavala b'timnin ofei parsiyasa. That after she would cook it, she would break down the turnip with splinters of wood. Tan Rabbanan, Dag Katan Meliach Pamshu Memis B'Shiva Asar U'Basrim V'Shiva. A small fish that salted sometimes will kill with 7, with 17, or with 27. meaning on the 7th day of the month, the seventh day since its salting, the 17th day since its salting, or the 27th. V'amri l'Rashi m'shlosha, some say the 23rd day after its salting. V'lo amran, el b'matvi v'lo matvi, but that's only if it's roasted a little bit. Av'lo matvi shapir l'aslam b'bar, if it's really well roasted, you don't have to worry about it at all. U'delo matvi shapir lo amran el delo shasa basrei shichra, and if it's not roasted really well, that only applies if you didn't drink beer after it. Av'lo shasa basrei shichra l'aslam b'bar, if you drink beer after it, you don't have to worry about it. Then we said v'ashosa mayim l'tzamos, someone who drinks water for his thirst. Lafuke mai, as opposed to what? Mean that you say bracha on it. Lafuke mai, as opposed to what? When else would you drink water? Amar Avidi Baravin, lafuke leman techanak deyumtza, as opposed to one who's just choking, and that's why he drinks water. That's when he would not say bracha. Rabbi Tarfon Amar Bori Nefashos Rabos V'Chesronon. So we had a machlokas on water. Do you say a shahakol or Bori Nefashos? Amalei Rav Baruch Hanan Labayev, Amalei Rav Yosef Hilchsamai. What are we paskin? Amalei Pukhazi Mayam Advar. Go see what people do. Go see how everyone is Noheg. And we know what everyone's Noheg. They say a shahakol is a bracha Rishona, and a Bori Nefashos as a bracha Acharona on water. Hadron Alech Ketan Mavarchin, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the 7th parak of Maseches Brachos.